Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Let's enter that time silently and centering our hearts on our Lord and our God through Christ our Redeemer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we come to you now as a community of faith, brothers and sisters, through and in Christ Jesus. We come before your throne this morning, and Father, we just bring it all. Let us be real about it. We bring it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We bring it all to you. And God, in every situation, we pray that your Holy Spirit touch our hearts and lives to comfort us when we grieve and are find ourselves in that darkened place, to give us strength when we face those trials, and, Father, to give us strength when the news isn't good. Father, that you give us strength when we try to be bold for you and to witness for you in our thoughts and our words and in our deeds. Father, that your Holy Spirit just fill us with your strength and your grace, that we may minister to others around us, that maybe we could offer a smile or a shoulder to cry upon, that we would be there to sit with, to comfort, maybe not even to have a word, but just to be there in the power of presence. And Father, you know every need that's here. You know every problem and situation, every burden and care. And God, we just lift them up to you today. As we pray for our church, we pray that we are faithful to your calling in our lives. Each one individually, but also we as a church. And Father, we pray for our community, community leaders, families in our community. Father, we just lift up all of those who try to help and to be a part of the bringing together and the lifting up and the touching and the strengthening of hearts and lives and providing opportunity and hope. Though it may be a challenge, though it may not be easy on either side of that, God, thank you for those who serve. And as we do pray for our town, our church, and churches in our community, Father, we lift the world's churches up, those who are proclaiming Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. For in those three things we find salvation, hope, and promise, peace, and presence. So, Father, we lift it all before you today. We pray for peace around the world. We pray for the release of the oppressed and for freedom for the captors as well, to turn away, to see things through love and grace, to value human life, dignity. Father, we pray for those who are in hospitals, mourning, grieving, nursing homes, maybe even shut-ins in their own homes. We pray for those who provide care for the families who stand beside. God, we lift them all before you today. And now we'd ask that you hear us as in heart and voice we pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.